This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour. What a fine time for you to have decided to spend some time here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen on the DJD show. I was thinking, as I was looking at some of this Meghan Markle stuff, this book that is trying to portray her.
Oh, yeah, I saw a headline about that.
I don't understand how people that write these books, whether they've got grudges. I saw the perfect definition yesterday of a grudge. Holding a grudge is like eating rat poison and expecting the rat to die. You're only hurting yourself. What is this stuff at the end of the day? Why would somebody want to hurt Meghan Markle and the prince?
I don't know if people are trying to hurt her. I think people are trying to make money off of her.
Well,
yeah. I don't know if they particularly care how she's affected as long as they get something out of it.
And she's clickbait right now. Everybody's interested in her, so anybody with a story is going to come forward.
Yeah. Yep.
The headline I saw was that she dumped her first husband out of the blue, and
right.
Notice, and which I find that completely not believable.
Well, but even if that, I mean, we've all been there and done that. Matter of fact,
really, we have.
Yes, we have. I don't know.
Out of the blue, we've dumped someone.
You've never ever in your life either been dumped or dumped somebody just like that on the spur of the moment.
Yes, but not someone that you're married to.
Oh well.
That's kind of the angle that, like, I don't know. When I read that, I thought, are they warning Prince Harry that she might just be gone one day after they get married?
Well, I saw that they're going to do a prenup, but I don't think that's unusual either. Is it under the circumstances?
Oh, see, I read that they weren't doing a prenup because prenups are American, and they don't really do that over in England.
Yeah, his brother didn't do a prenup with Kate Middleton, so I would be kind of surprised if they did.
That's really dumb.
Look it up. Maybe I was misinformed, but I saw something that made me believe
they should do a prenup. Remembered the reason that some people do a prenup, but they're not admissible in court in England, and so they can only be used as a guideline, but they will never actually be legally binding. That's what I read why they don't do prenups.
Right.
Did we talk about Pippa's father-in-law yet? Whoa, right?
No, what's the story?
Pippa's father-in-law, Pippa Middleton, Kate Middleton's sister's father-in-law, got arrested for allegations of child rape, right?
Oh.
Whoa, that's joking matter.
No. Is that something, I'm not even going to, I don't want to pursue that.
I don't know if he was having an affair with an underage girl, or I didn't really go any further than the headline, but the headline seemed pretty awful.
Well, the things that people say sometimes about other people are not proven out. Sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. I saw something about Ryan Reynolds. He's got marriage trouble. why are you chuckling?
Because Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, they're very funny with each other on social media.
Is this an April Fool's?
No, it wasn't an April Fool's. It was a tabloid story saying that Ryan and Blake are getting divorced because they don't spend any time together. And so Ryan tweeted the link to the article saying, actually, I could use a little more me time. So he kind of took it and made it very funny and again, went viral over the week.
Mm-hmm. The other things that are going viral, there are a number of things that seem to be viral in the last 3 or 4 days. One of them is the continuing focus on this kid, David Hogg, who says basically he rejects Laura Ingraham's apology. A bully is a bully. This is all about, for those of you who haven't followed it, I can't imagine anybody in America not having followed this to a point. He's one of the students at the school in Florida that got shot up, and Ingraham took a shot at him. And then there were moments of, she said, and then there was the attack on the advertisers. I've made it my business to just take two people and the ones who seem to be the most visible of these students, Ms. Gonzalez and Mr. Hogg. Ms. Gonzalez, I can find no fault with. Hogg is he annoys me. And this has nothing to do... Laura Ingraham annoys me. So it's not about her.
She's taking a week off from her show because the advertisers pulled out. So
She was given a little time off to think about it. And this is what...
I'm so against this. I am so against boycotting people. Look, the free market works. If you don't like something that someone
says,
have to watch them.
Right.
But how many people are the unintended victims of boycotts? Doug, you know this. This completely...
Yep.
Boycotts changed the radio industry.
Yep. Yep.
And really, it makes no sense. There's conservatives, and this is not a conservative liberal thing. Conservatives are trying to boycott MSNBC this week. And, of course, David Hogg is calling for the boycott of Laura Ingraham. So it's happening on both sides of the aisle. And over it. If you don't like what someone says, argue back. That's the beauty of living in this country. And you don't have to hold
change the channel
for freedom of speech.
Right.
Yeah, change the channel. Find something you do want to support.
Yeah. You know what, I would go beyond television and radio. The New Yorker New York Magazine has a picture of Trump as a pig. Now, I'm not the king of Trump fans, and there's no mistake about that with me. I think there are some things he's done that are okay. I think also, but I'm very against his farm policy. It's hurting a lot of farmers that have worked very hard and worked hard to support him. But to portray, portraying him as a pig doesn't do anything except continue the debate. Is the discussion ever going to change? Are we going to find anything about this guy that's worthwhile? Certainly, there's good and bad in everybody, and he may be his own worst enemy. He may need help, whatever he needs. But to portray him the way he looks on the cover of New York Magazine is, to me, disgusting.
I would just ask you what we would say if someone did that to Obama. We would say that that's a racist cover. And just, I don't know. I don't think it helps. I think it only fires
that's
Trump's
base.
That's
the point I'm making, Jennifer.
I think this era of being hateful is really just going to push people further and further apart. If you can't find a common ground, then you're never going to move forward. I was listening over the weekend to one of the Sunday shows, and... Tim Scott, I think it was. Tim Scott and Trey Gowdy, both representatives from South Carolina, have a new book out. And Tim Scott was saying the greatest threat to our national security is this divisive air in politics. And it's true. Yeah. While all of us are busy arguing, this is when the big tragedies happen. When we're arguing about gun control or we're arguing about whatever it is, this is when the tragedies strike because no one's paying attention. They're just worried about taking down the other guy. And it's... Yeah. That's the biggest national security threat, is just how divided we are right now. And there's examples of people dividing us on both sides. Again, it's not just one side doing it to the other.
All right. Here's some good news. A crowd fund has been established to help teachers all across our country. It's called Ripple. A Ripple, they've donated. They started this cryptocurrency. It's the charity is donorschoose.org. Ripple is one of the cryptocurrencies. It's a payment company. They've given $29 million in cryptocurrency to this donorschoose.org, a platform that connects people to classroom needs all across the country. And so with that money, the folks at Donors Choose are going to be able to fulfill a lot of classroom project requests. 35,000 they have at the moment from 28,000 teachers at 16,000 public schools. This is the culmination of the site's hashtag Best School Day project. A couple of years ago, Stephen Colbert, who's a member of the Donors Choose Board of Directors, said he was going to pay for every school project request in South Carolina. So this apparently set off a movement that became known as hashtag Best School Day. More than 50 actors and athletes and philanthropists have been inspired to fund classroom projects in their particular states as a result of this. And altogether, about $14 million has been given so far by these people. According to the website, the Ripple Company. Did I say Ripley before or Ripple? It's Ripple, didn't say it right. They say the donation will affect about 1 million public school students. Classroom projects requested on the site represent specific missions and activities that teachers have for their students, whether it's in the classroom, in the library, out on a field trip, art supplies, all kinds of things, science laboratory needs. This is a fabulous exercise. I don't have a lot good to say about Stephen Colbert on his television program, but like with most people, there's good and bad. We can see the good, we can see the bad. But if you only see the bad, and I'm going back to the New York Magazine cover, if you only see the bad, then that's what you'll get. Thoughts are things you will attract to yourself, what you are projecting that way. So in this case, Colbert, who starts this by pledging to pay for all of the requests from this the organization in his home state of South Carolina, he sets a good tone. There's good vibes around it. There's good activity. There's good support. So good for him and good for this group. Again, back to what we were saying a few minutes ago. Jennifer just said, you continue to take everything apart piece by piece. You know, I just said something that about David Hogg. Not a fan of the kid. I think he's a smarmy little wise guy. But there's some of the things that he's talking about or that are coming out of this discussion at the school as a result of what happened. They are good and positive and helpful. And the same thing, you know, you can't, you can take anybody and you can find something good with them and you can find something bad with them. The choice that you make is to decide which you want to focus on. You want to focus on the good or you want to focus on the bad. And you can hear in the energy in my voice how much I love to talk about things like this because they are so helpful and so positive and so productive.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
This time of year, I don't have kids. I have eligible dependents. I'm not just a woman. I'm the head of household. And I don't file taxes. I file a 1099 with Schedule C and Form 5329.
Staples has everything you need for tax season, including the latest software like TurboTax. So get the help you need to file with confidence. And now TurboTax is up to $10 off at Staples.
Now I have to take my eligible dependents to soccer practice.
Staples. Less tax stress equals more tax success. Expires 4/14/18.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
On Halloween, thousands of college students attend costume parties, the bizarre attire being part of the fun. But this year, they found the PC police in charge on campuses across America. One university said it didn't matter if students admired Pocahontas or if Prince was their favorite singer. Minority students were allowed to wear such costumes, but white students could not. Desperate to avoid offending anyone, dozens of colleges posted such rules. One advises against traditional headwear from other cultures, while many others simply tell students not to wear costumes representing a culture that is not theirs. Their own. Well, that certainly eliminates devils, witches, ghosts, and superheroes. Maybe we should look through the lens of liberty and realize that making everyone dress up as themselves would be a mean trick, not a treat.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sharknado! And the latest TV movies, apparently they haven't made good on the ratings department. As a matter of fact, they haven't made much of a bite in the ratings. Get it, gang?
Get it!
So Sci-Fi has decided to conclude the franchise with the number 6 film this summer, as yet untitled Sharknado 6. Bring back Ian Ziering. Is that who it is?
Ziering? Ian Ziering.
Ian
yeah.
Ziering, him too.
Him too.
Tara Reid's the only one I know. Oh, Vivica A. Fox is in these. I know her. It was the first timer in 2013 that did very well. It's just silly. Shark attacks, flying sharks attack Los Angeles. They still are attacking. Then the next one was in...
That was better than the first one. Well, none of them are good quality, but I watched them all. But the ratings were actually, for Sci-Fi Network, like 4 million viewers.
Almost 4 million.
That's a lot for Sci-Fi.
Yeah. So anyway.
For the channel. Yeah.
Sharknado after this year, folks. It's your fault. If you want it to come back, you better watch when it comes out this summer. Otherwise, it's Gonzo. Kaputsky.
The final frontier.
It jumped the shark.
Right, yes. All right, musically at 25 past the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and me, Shawn Mendes has announced he's going to have a week-long residency at the James Corden Late Late Show. That's going to be in June, first week of June. He thrilled his fans when he appeared on Corden's show for a chat. A performance and the announcement that he will do it again for a full week of shows. He's from Canada. You all fans of his, Shawn Mendes?
Love this new song, yeah. He's also mentoring on The Voice, or has mentored on The Voice.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
He currently is, I forget. No, he is. He's currently on this season, yeah.
Is Lost in Japan, is that what this is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so crank it up. Let's see what Kara likes and Victoria likes.
Justin.
Yes. Yeah, I like this. How old is this kid?
20?
Yeah, 19, 20, something like that.
A little young for you, Kara.
Just a couple years older than you, Dougie.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right, so good. Good luck to him. Corden is a great platform, man. He's gotten himself... people feel so strongly about him. Talk about a good news story. I just like the way you feel when you're around him, and he's all over the place. He's doing voices and cartoons, and he's doing different shows. And you know who the other one is? I watched on Saturday night. I watched Showtime at the Apollo. Steve Harvey is. And they had somebody who was a mentalist. That's why I caught it. There's somebody who bends spoons like Uri does. And I couldn't get the guy's name, but it was very interesting how Harvey treated. But Harvey is so popular. I mean, doing so much stuff, but he deserves the accolades he's getting. So good. All right, next up musically is Bob Dylan. The 1965 Fender Telecaster Bob Dylan used during his first electric tour, putting up on the auction block. He is, as a part of Julian's auctions. There's a music icon sale set to take place next month, and it'll bring between $400,000 and $600,000.
Wow.
Good God. Part of the proceeds will go to the American Indian College Fund. He used this guitar during his first electric tour in 66 with the Hawks. They were later renamed the band. He played this guitar through the 60s and 70s. Other artists to play that same guitar, Eric Clapton, George Harrison. So I guess I always thought, this is the first time I ever heard this. I thought you had your guitar, you owned your guitar. But apparently that isn't the case with a lot of these famous guitars. So, all right, well, somebody will be lucky to get the money. Somebody will be silly to spend the money. Let's see what happens. 28 after the hour.
Three bodies lying at his bed in his seat. And another man named Bello moving around.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
It's
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The hour now on the DJV show with Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. Happy to have you along at DJV show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. Should you want to communicate with us on Twitter, you may want to after you listen to something I'm about to say. This is a note, by the way. I am reminded of what sometimes good memories my listeners have. Joan Chernock, who listens to us on KTRC in Santa Fe, New Mexico, thinks that some of the outbursts, that I'm insensitive. Sometimes we have outbursts.
Well, yeah. What else? Is she referencing which thing you're insensitive to?
All things.
Yeah, we used to do things. I remember back to when Roberto was here. We used to do Baghdad weather reports during the Iraqi war. Some people,
you know, that or maybe just like the dead people report every time we talk about music. It might be something like that.
Right. It could be something like that. So, but she sent me something that I appreciate and wanted to share because I think it's so true. This came on the heels of me saying what I did about young Mr. Hogg and some of the things. I think she's more, the point that she's making here, you know, she heard me talking about Jesus and religion and stuff, and she also, she listens carefully, obviously. You know, if you do hear our conversations, you know that I, along with all the other people who are here, have strong opinions, and that's one of the reasons that we're here. We have unique perspectives on things, and are happy to share them with you because we find someone to agree with us out there, and then there's disagreement, but it's good cause for concern. So I said something, I think it was on Friday, correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, there was another, it could have been the trial of those officers who shot the guy was in Louisiana, I think, and then I made a comment about the, what's the guy's name that got shot eight times by the police in Sacramento?
Stephon Clark.
Clark.
Yeah.
Okay. So she sent this to me. This statement is attributed to John Stewart, who said, "You can truly grieve for every officer who's been lost in the line of duty in our country and still be troubled by cases of police overreach. Those two ideas are not mutually exclusive." So, in other words, you can have great regard for law enforcement and still want to have them be held to a high standard. And so I've been frustrated with this for years. I've never seen anything that was quite this good, quite this poignant, or quite this accurate when it comes to my point of view. So I'm going to stick this up somewhere in my studio so that every time I feel guilty about saying something that seems critical about some police mayhem or misstep, and people attack me, "You don't like the police." Yeah, I do. I like the police who do their job well and who are in currency, if you know what I mean. They are in and up to the task of being there. The police who are on duty in Florida were not capable of doing what they should have been doing and therefore are subject to the scrutiny that I'm underscoring. Yes, Jen.
I just think that there's sometimes this effort where immediately we jump on the police without actually seeing all of the evidence that comes out. And I think you can be, I mean, there's nobody, when you have a bad cop who makes a bad decision and who kills somebody and it was unwarranted, there, don't you think that the rest of law enforcement, they don't rally around that person? I mean, maybe some of the higher ups or the union people who are trying to protect this person, but law enforcement,
like bad
they're
teachers,
doing
Jennifer,
the job the way they should.
Yeah,
it's not like they have a huge amount of support. I just think it's our inclination now because of the media and the way things are presented is that we always want to jump on and go, "Oh, well, there's another example of a cop doing it wrong." Yeah. Well, I think if we let cooler heads prevail and we look at the evidence that comes out, we can learn and we can get better. I mean, clearly, in Sacramento, there was a mistake made. There was a problem made that this guy was shot in his own backyard. And I think anybody who's being honest can acknowledge the fact that that was a problem. Was it automatically race-related? Well, that's harder for me to believe. Maybe so, but it was a black cop who was involved with this also black victim. So, I think we just need to make sure that we don't just jump to conclusions and actually just follow these stories all the way out to see what was really happening instead of jumping on the outrage train.
Yeah. I think that's an astute comment.
I agree and think that's important, but I also think the reason people become so frustrated is because we haven't seen that many repercussions for a lot of officers, or you get stuck on desk duty, but you're still
they're all found innocent.
Do we apply that reasoning or thinking to all of the, we've off and on for a number of weeks, months, maybe even years, since Rush Limbaugh did the that bit with the young woman that was, what was her name? He called her names. What was the woman's name from Washington that went? I can see her, but I can't remember her name. You made reference to it earlier, Jennifer, about how it disrupted the whole business. The radio business, the talk radio business went away because of what he said about
this. Oh, about Sandra Fluke.
Sandra Fluke. So for one comment, the advertise now, it probably, you could say, well, it built up because of all of the things that have been said over the years by him and other people like Imus and the outrage, and it just exploded. Well, and you can say that about Laura Ingraham. You can say it about anybody, that whether it's in this business or some other business, we all make mistakes. Is there no room for people? This is one of my mainstays in life. We're here to help, but we also need to learn serious forgiveness not forgetting necessarily, but forgiveness and move on. Because holding on to that energy, holding can create nothing that's good. And so the attack on Limbaugh and subsequent references that Jennifer and I have been talking about here have gone a long way to ruin the future unless we can somehow turn it around. I worry for the future of this format, because if we don't have advertiser support, then we can't pay people to do what it is that you like listening to. So it may be time for some kind of pushback, and I don't know how to quite orchestrate that, because the
celebrating where we live and that people can say things, yeah, and we can choose to listen to them or not, or better yet, we can charge, we can use it as a catalyst to get into a dialogue. And I think sometimes we just are really quick to go, well, shut that person up, we don't like, yeah, what they're saying, so
well,
shut
we've gotten
up
away with it, yeah,
and they don't realize the repercussions are just more than on the person who said something.
And the
don't
news
like
media, Jennifer,
everybody
is the number one culprit. The news media as it exists today, jumping on the stuff that we were just talking about, whether it's a policeman, we jump to judgment right away, they're all wrong. Whether it's Limbaugh, we have orders for advertising, and the advertising agencies stamp on them, no talk radio, because they're so stupid, they think that all talk radio is Rush Limbaugh, when it isn't. A lot of it is. But to declare all of it bad and to hurt those of us who are trying to do a good job and do a broad spectrum of conversation I hesitate to say un-American,
but
it isn't
actually.
It is kind of
censorship in a way.
Yeah, it says that's exactly what you get rid of, those people you don't agree with, and thus you have the kind of news media that we have now, which is so corrupt. It really is. The news media is so damn corrupt in this country. It just, on both sides, just corrupt. All right. I don't want to spend any more time on that. I do want to talk about Sharknado. This actually isn't funny, but it's interesting that it attracted my eye as we were doing the Sharknado story about how they're going to bring a sixth installment onto TV this summer. Story of a 25-year-old paddleboarder who was hospitalized yesterday after a shark attack off the Big Island in Hawaii. He has not been identified yet. He was offshore about 100 yards when the shark swam up to his board and knocked him off the board. He bumped him off the board and then grabbed a hold of him. And some people on the beach heard him scream, and they ran out. There was a four-man canoe that ran out. He had injuries, but he is going to be, I guess, okay. He was in critical
condition. He's lucky he lived, because most people don't die from the shark actually eating them. Most people just bleed out, yeah, and they're too far away from help, and that's how most people die from shark attacks. But
yeah.
I actually had a sneak peek of this. Do any of you follow Busy Phillips?
You just read my mind. Yes,
she was talking about it, actually saying that at the hotel next to where she's staying, that there was this shark attack.
They couldn't go on the beach, and her daughter was bummed out because it said shark attack, so the sign said no swimming.
It's unusual in Hawaii to have sharks there like that.
If you're a Shark Week aficionado like I am,
really?
/ obsessed. It's becoming more and more of a problem in Hawaii.
Guess a good thing I didn't go.
I have a friend who said she'd watch them outside of her office in Maui coming
really
through. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
I didn't know that. And the waters, yeah, anytime I've ever been swimming over there, man, it's like being in heaven. So, all right, here we go.
The sharks
sports
there
news
just to give you the stairway.
Thank you.
Yeah. They're a little faster.
Like heaven? All right, let me introduce
help
you.
Uh-huh.
Next to the express lane, Mr. Stefan. You like your TSA pre-check? It's like heaven's pre-check.
There we go. Victoria, what's the story with Michael Phelps?
Shark Week, Michael Phelps swam against a great white shark.
Yes,
he
did.
Lost. He did not win. But he, of course, is the most decorated Olympian of all time with 28 Olympic medals. And he says now his newest project is even bigger than the Olympic Games and bigger than his career as an Olympian. And he is trying to help Olympic athletes who are dealing with depression and dealing with readjusting back into their lives as they retire. because their whole life is built on training for the Olympics and participating. And then so many athletes, he says, come back from the Olympics and suffer extreme depression. And he said he's one of them, that he even thought about taking his own life at one point in 2012. He said after every Olympic Games that he was followed by drug and alcohol binges. And so he said the Olympic Committee, in his opinion, hasn't done anything to help athletes transition after the Olympics, and it's something that his Michael Phelps Foundation is now working on. And he said that it's helping plan for the future, what their next step will be, and addressing mental health issues at the same time, which is super important.
Yeah. All right. It is important.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. As men get older, certain screenings are an important part of maintaining overall health. A prostate screening is one of the most important, since cancer of the prostate is the third leading cause of cancer death in American men.
The current recommendations from the American Urologic Association, which is probably the most specialty board type area for this, says that you should undergo routine PSA screening, so it's a blood test that you get, starting around age 55 up until about age 69.
Urologist Dr. Landon Trost says that earlier screenings may be recommended for people with higher risk factors.
Strong family history. It can be much, much younger. Whereas certain risk factors, African Americans, for example, are more likely to get prostate cancer, and hence they're screened at younger ages.
His advice? Sit down with your doctor and decide if the test is right for you. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Well, that's close to 53 and change at the hour. We're going to get accurate. I have with me the king of the money pit. There's a king and queen. He's the king of the money pit. Tom Kreitler, co-host with Laura, Leslie Segretti. I've been talking about Laura Ingram all morning.
Yes.
I
wouldn't use those two.
No. Right, so anyway, the money pit has been... a tradition for now. You've been 20 years, haven't you, when the Money Pit started?
Yeah, I mean, we were, I've been in radio since the mid-90s, but syndicated since 99, so yeah, approaching our 20th.
All right, so if you go to sign up for their newsletter, you'll see things about great tips to spruce up your home for spring, even though with some of us, we're looking at snow. I know it's snowing where you are, Tommy. It's snowing up the East Coast from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, into New York, and it's a springtime snowstorm.
Yeah.
The grass already turning green. Things are growing. Mm-hmm. You have a suggestion in the current issue of how to start a community garden and grow veggies and flowers and how neat it is for people to work together in those circumstances. I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Yeah, there's a lot of places where, you know, people don't want to have a garden themselves or they can't have a garden themselves. And, you know, things like this are always more fun with friends. And so we kind of lay out for you the step-by-step on how to find a space, what makes a good space, and how to organize yourselves as a community garden, whether it's going to be something, you know, very simple with just a few friends or maybe something that's even larger than that. But the kinds of things that you have to think about, like, for example, water. You know, this is one of the last things folks think about when they're doing a community garden, but you do not want to be schlepping, you know, jugs of water to water your garden. So the first tip of choosing a location is make sure there's a good water supply nearby that you can actually use. I mean, things like this, what plants grow best, you know, other things that maybe you don't think about, like, what about your tools? You know, is there a place where you can lock up tools so you're not always having to throw the wheelbarrow in the car when you head out to tend the garden? But we kind of give you all the ideas and the step-by-step in this week's edition of the Money Pit newsletter, which you can sign up for at moneypit.com.
Also, you can sign up for their commercial-free podcast as well, moneypit.com. All right, in a moment, we're going to get an answer to a question about staining decks and what the best product is for that from Tom right after this.
If you don't use it, you might lose it. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why this is especially true for divers next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The first dive of the season or after a hiatus is always special, and being a bit rusty after being out of the water is expected. So before just jumping in, take the extra time to honestly reevaluate your health, refresh your dive skills, and get your gear checked out by a reputable dive center. It's a great way to ensure your first dive of the season is the positive experience that it should be. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
All right, so here's a letter from Jerry, Tom.
Yep.
My deck needs to be stained. I have deck companies telling me they'll apply a product they guarantee you won't have to redo until the apocalypse. So is that... Good luck, Charlie. Yeah. What's the truth here?
Yeah, so I think what Jerry is referring to are these, like, super thick coatings. Now, when this product first came out, Doug, they used to call it liquid siding. And there were these guys that would sell you this very thick paint.
Plastic paint.
Right. They put it on wood houses and they're like, oh, it's liquid siding. You'll never have to use it. You'll never have to repaint again. It's like having vinyl siding. It's going to last you 20, 30 years. And when the product first came out, it wasn't vapor permeable. What that means is it couldn't breathe. And what that results in is rot below the surface, right? Because moisture is going to find its way in. It just can't get out. So thankfully, that initial blast of this stuff, I don't hear too much about it anymore. But for decks, there are now these sophisticated elastomeric deck coatings that have very thick finishes, and they're made by major manufacturers. And they do work pretty well if your deck's really rotted and cracked. And will last for a long time. The apocalypse, not so much, but they last for a long time. They're pretty expensive, and they only carry about 75 square foot per gallon.
All right. And folks, we're not hoping for the...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.